Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello, Disney nerds. It is Tuesday night, and look who I have here. It's a Lisa.
It's a throwback.
What's up, my friend?
How you doing?
I am very, very well. How about you?
I am very well as well.
I'm glad you were able to join. It's been a little while. I guess you did a show not too long ago, but you know, my Facebook memories were coming up to that point where like me and you were doing all those shows week after week after week. So they're popping up now in my Facebook memories. I'm like, man, I miss Lisa. I miss having Lisa on. So I was very excited when you said you were gonna make it tonight.
Yeah, like, you know, life's crazy.
That's yeah. Like, well, you got younger children, so my life's crazy enough, and my kids are grown, so when you have little ones, we did play Guess That Sport earlier today when you said, you said somebody had something, I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
So we started guessing what season is it? I'm like, softball maybe? And then we just went, he said something else. And then I just, I had to take it all the way to
the nth degree.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, ping pong? Is it ping pong tonight? On a side note, quick side note, how about them Tigers?
Yeah. Your baseball team seems to be doing pretty well. I'm just going to throw that out there.
They're pretty, man. I got to go to a game. We drove to Baton Rouge and went to a game Friday night, which, man, we went, me and Caitlin and her fiance Andrew and my mom went, and it was a good time. I'm like, when you do again, I wish I lived closer to Baton Rouge.
That's a decent trip for you, right?
No traffic. It's only about an hour and a half. But the other night, I mean, leaving on a a little glitch. I don't know what happened there. So it took about 2.5. Yeah, it took about 2.5 hours to get there. On the way home, it took an hour and a half. It was great.
Well, that's not bad there.
Hey there, Lily. How are you? Thanks for joining. David, how's it going? Nicole, thank you for coming. Scott, how you doing? Hey, Yinz guys, come on in. We are going to run our Tuesday night intro. It's about a 2-minute little slideshow that Morgan put together for us so we can get the show shared out while that's on there, while that's rolling. If you guys would, please share the show out as well. We have a very special guest tonight. We have Paul Krieger from DVC Rental Store. DVC Resale Market and DVC Rental Store has been a long, long time sponsor of ours and really good friends. This is the first time we've had Paul on. Most of you guys that's been around the live show long enough have seen Nick Cotton on a couple of times, and also Derek come on the show. And I think even Marissa came on the show once. Paul, all of those guys came on representing DVC Resale Market. Since then, they've also became part of DVC Rental Store. And Paul's with DVC Rental Store, which is pretty cool. So we're going to roll that footage and share the show out and see you guys back in about 2 minutes. Please share the show out as well. See you back here in just a minute. I'm getting slower. We have more places that we share to than we used to.
I took care of a couple of the main things that I still remember, but.
No, I think I got most of them, so it's fine. All right. So without further ado, let's bring on our friend Paul.
All right. Let's bring in Paul.
Yeah, make sure you guys bring your questions for Paul also. Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. How are we doing tonight?
I am fantastic. You?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. You know, just a typical Tuesday evening here at the Krieger House. Just Dremel dog's toenails a couple minutes ago. So
that's fun.
Wild and crazy night here.
So before we get started, Paul, tell us a little bit about Paul. And tell us, you know, obviously you moved to Florida. Did you move to Florida because you were a Disney fan? Is that what made it Florida?
Yeah, you know, Amy and I, my wife Amy and I, we have talked for many, many years about making a move down here to Florida. For us, it was always a timing thing, though. It was, we are from basically the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, or like Wheeling, West Virginia area. And born and raised, lived there all of our lives, but always basically got to a point where became DVC members. We were coming down here 3-4 times a year. And it just sort of one thing led to another. And we sort of said, hey, why not just sort of live down here? And so, luckily enough for both of us, you know, I had the incredible opportunity to come on board at DVC Rental Store as the member relations manager here. And my wife, Amy, became the loan origination manager at Monera Financial. So both World of DVC companies. And those things aligning for us sort of began to put together and put the wheels in motion. And we bought into the worst housing nightmare situation that Florida had seen for a long time. So probably overpaid a lot for our house, but we're happy to be here. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. So
I, you know, the thing about that is it only matters if you're going to sell it, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So as long as you're happy where you are and you're going to live there, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. So, well, that's fantastic, man. Tell us just a little bit about your background. What did you do before World of DVC?
Yeah, so originally, my undergrad was in music education. I feel like few people actually know that, but I majored in music ed with an emphasis on saxophone performance. So I've got an alto saxophone in the closet over there. I can bust out at any point if we need some background music or something like
All
that.
Right, let's do it.
Never ended up going into the teaching profession or anything like that. Actually ended up working for an ophthalmologist, so an eye doctor, and worked my way up there to become his financial director for many years in the Wheeling area. He finally retired actually right around the time that, you know, everything happened with DVC Rental Store. And so it was kind of a perfect sort of segue for me out of that career and into the next one. Amy and I met in college, went to the same high school together, never saw each other, never knew each other existed, went to college for 3 years, never saw each other, never knew each other existed. And then finally senior year rolls around and somehow we found each other. And so, met in college and, got a house and got married in Wheeling. We live with our dogs basically. So currently we've got Odie, the Greyhound, who is 12 years old, and Hermes, who is a Spanish Galgo that we actually flew over from Spain during COVID, which was just a whole thing. It was a crazy flight, crazy ordeal, crazy. They come with a passport, like, and all kinds of stuff. So it's like, it was absolutely wild, but, love our dogs. They're our fur kids, here at our house. So, yeah, but, one thing led to another and we're here.
You owned DVC before you came to Florida. What's your home resort?
So original home resort was actually Animal Kingdom Lodge. Funny story here. When we first bought, we bought a resale contract. So we bought an 160 point resale contract, Animal Kingdom Lodge. We immediately said, hey, we want direct benefits. We want to get a blue card. In West Virginia, that's a little tricky because they only license timeshares that are the active selling properties. And we were like, hey, we just want it to match our Animal Kingdom contract. That was a whole ordeal. And actually ended up with Amy sending some emails out and us getting a call from our DVC guide, Gib McCain, who said, well, you must know someone somewhere because we're going to make this happen somehow. And we heard that the email sort of worked its way all the way up to Bob Iger at the time, who basically said, you know, make something happen. So luckily enough, I actually owned a CrossFit gym in Ohio, which allowed us to then actually do the closing in Ohio to make that whole like add-on 50-point direct contract happen. So wild story, but that was our original contract purchase. I then, about a year or so later, got Amy a 50-point contract at Grand Floridian for a Christmas gift, which was a big surprise for her. Bought that one actually through Derek at DVC Resale Market. So didn't even, no connection at the time. So like we actually looked back like after we'd been working together for a year and we were like, wait, you're Derek that I bought that? Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I don't know why anybody would do business with him. I'm kidding. I've bought contracts from him twice. No, I loved it. Nothing makes me happier than giving Derek DeBoer a hard time. I like to ask him how much they like, because on the website they get that picture with him and the family, and I like to ask him how much they paid those people to take a picture with him to be pretend to be his family. You know, so. No, Derek's a great guy. One of my favorite people. So that's awesome. Boy, they've sure made that more complicated to get the blue card, huh?
Yeah. Well, and especially, I mean, I think like West Virginia and Alaska are the two states that really are really obscure in terms of that process, really obscure in terms of how that works and everything, just because of how they license the timeshares in the state, which I never would have thought West Virginia had laws that license timeshares, but actually like it's kind of a big thing, I guess, in like the snowier areas and stuff like that. But now it's a lot more money than it was back then. It was 50 points when we added on back then, and now it's
125 to get something. Yeah, you gotta. I mean, I originally bought a 100-point contract at Saratoga, and then I added a 50-point contract. My thing was, you know, with Derek was, hey, where's the biggest bang for my buck? He's like, no question, it's Saratoga.
Yeah,
that's for the price of the points and the maintenance fees. He said, you know, you can't beat Saratoga. Actually, I've owned it since pre-pandemic, and this past November was the first time we ever stayed at Saratoga. and it was fantastic. But, you know, we bought right prior to pandemic, probably a year before. And then the pandemic happened, and all these things were open, and we were able to stay at all these hotels that, you know, we stayed at Boardwalk twice. Yeah. We stayed at places that you normally couldn't get if you didn't own there. So we're like, we're going to take advantage of this while nobody's really going and use our points to book all these fantastic places that we may not be able to book in the future. So, you know, Beach Club and Boardwalk. And so it was amazing. So we did stay in Saratoga and in a preferred room at Saratoga in November. And me and my wife both fell in love with it. I mean, I think the resort is amazing. I mean, we were on a third floor and you walk out on a balcony and you could see characters in flight and you could see the Cirque du Soleil building. And so it's pretty amazing. And the ability to just walk over to Springs was pretty incredible.
It's so sad. It's always, especially in the DVC rental store world, it's always like the resort of last resort that people choose when it comes to their Disney vacation. Like everyone wants to be in the heart of the action, you know, around Magic Kingdom or Epcot or something like that. But anytime I can, I'm like, let's show more love for Saratoga. Let's talk it up, because like ever since the refurbishment, it's a beautiful resort. It's perfectly fantastic. Located right there by Springs. You can walk over, grab a drink, grab dinner, whatever you want. And yeah,
I will also say the lounge there is amazing. The bar is very small, but the lounge area is amazing. There's a pool table.
Yep.
It's very big. There's just a bunch of tables sitting out. You could definitely go sit there and relax. It's pretty pretty amazing. I think that one doesn't get as much love as it should, and Old Key West doesn't get as much love as it should, probably because they're not, you know, directly connected to a theme park. But both of them are very nice and spread out. Lisa's plays golf there all the time. So she's very familiar with both of those, and it's on my list to go play golf there with Lisa one day.
Yes, you'll have to check that off the bucket list. It is one of those resorts. So Saratoga, when we talk about renting DVC points, it is usually the place you rent. So the couple of times that I have rented DVC points, Saratoga, because it is such a large resort, usually has the most availability.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. It historically sort of always just is, even within the 7 month window, even once you get in with like 3 to 4 months, you still got some rooms left at Saratoga. Old Key West is kind of the same way and stuff like that. So it is a place where you can, if you are planning like that last minute Disney trip or something like that, it is a great option for you. And it's still like I feel like people treat it like it's an all-star or something like that. But it's like it's a deluxe level property here. It's still
it is, and it's gorgeous. And I think the perception is because it's available, it must be junk.
Yeah,
it's not limited enough.
That's not the case. Right. Not the case.
No, and I respect that opinion for how it was before the refurbishment. We were actually cleaning up some website pages and stuff like that over at DVC Rental Store not too long ago. And like the old green carpet and just some of that, like, yeah, it was like how Boulder Ridge was before it just got its refurbishment too. It looked like something out of The Shining. And now it's sort of cleaned itself up, but you know, the refurbishment is just gorgeous. Saratoga Springs was actually our first welcome homestay. Our first night ever as DVC members, we actually did at Saratoga. And that's where I fell in love with going out on the balcony in the morning with a cup of coffee and wondering why trumpets were playing at 9 o'clock. Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't stay there pre refurbishment, but I'll tell you, those rooms are pretty fantastic. You know, the other one, interestingly enough, that I find you can find availability pretty often is Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe for the same reason, there's just a ton of rooms over there. So they don't, you know, they're not as limited as like Boardwalk. Boardwalk's a fairly small resort compared to Saratoga or Old Key West. And I guess you get both buildings over at, Kidani's technically the DVC, but don't they have some DVCs? Won't they put you at Jumbo House too sometimes?
Yeah, there's a very small amount of DVC at Jumbo House as well. But Kidani's really the big bulk of it. And it is one of the largest resorts out there, sort of in that Saratoga, Old Key West mindset. So it always sort of holds some good availability, depending on what room type you're looking for and stuff like that. I would say Jumbo House fills up quicker. Normally people like to be in that building, that area with Boma, Jiko, all those things right near you. Whereas Kidani, you've just, you're sort of out of the way a little bit, even though it's just a small walk. Or
I don't know, put me in the same building as Sanaa, I'm happy as a clam.
Yeah, for real. Absolutely.
Rent service, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's right.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. So, yes. We did Animal Kingdom Lodge probably 4 or 5 years ago in a Savannah View room. And man, there is something to be said about waking up and sitting on a balcony and
having a giraffe go by.
Having it sitting on a savannah. I mean, it's amazing. My son at that time was probably 16 or 17. And my daughter was probably 18 or 19. And I mean, you know, at 17, he was at that age where he was too cool for everything, basically. But when we got there, he picked up that little card with all the animals and went on a straight mission to find every animal on that car. We walked all the way through the hotel because anything we couldn't see from our balcony, we walked through the hotel in the little viewing areas till he found everything on that card. And it was pretty amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, we've got Animal Kingdom. We've got Grand Floridian. We added on 50 Boardwalk points at one point. And then our most recent purchase was Grand Cal, which is like a 62-point contract. Very obscure number, but actually like perfect if you're trying to go like three or four nights once a year or something like that over to Disneyland. So,
and which, in my opinion, that's all you really need in Disneyland is probably three or four nights. You know, it's not 68.
68.
You were wrong, Paul.
You've been correct.
She knows the numbers much more than I do.
That comment right there. That wins comment of the night, by the way.
Gee, that was a behind the scenes deal. Actually, I had wanted, we got a tremendous deal when we sold our house back in Wheeling. So when we moved down here, kind of had some fun money, and I've said for a long time moving to Florida, I was like, I want a Tesla, and so I said, I want a Tesla, and Amy said, I want a Grand Cal contract. And I said, okay, if I get a Tesla, you can get a Grand Cal contract. So we got the car. And then all of a sudden, one night, I'm just getting all of these text messages and emails coming through from Derek and Amy. And there's just this whole deal just going on with this. This contract was already purchased. It was just like, sign here, do this, do that. It was like,
okay. Look, we just need your signature, Paul. Don't ask any questions.
don't ask.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, just that's a here. Great contract to have, though, because those rooms are, we talk tough about limited availability, though. Those rooms are tough to get.
Those are probably tougher than any of the Walt Disney World resorts, are they?
Totally. It's up there probably with Beach Club. You know, those two are always neck and neck, but especially I would say Grand Cal, you know, owners at 11 months are fighting over trying to get those rooms. It is just so small. And that's why it's just super exciting that the DVC Tower's coming on at Disneyland here. So
we went to Disneyland for the first time, me and my wife, a year ago, January. And we loved it. We stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. We were actually in that, I don't even remember what building it is, but it's the third one right where they're building the new tower. Yep. So they had walls up next to it. And boy, it was amazing. It's just a different experience. I don't like Disneyland as much as Disney World. But it was a completely different experience, especially staying right there at Disneyland Hotel, where you can just walk over to everything, basically. Yep. I mean, we didn't even do, it was our first time going to California, and we didn't do anything in California. Like we flew there, took a Uber to the Disneyland Hotel and stayed there until we took an Uber to LAX and flew home. So, I mean, we literally just did Disneyland, but we really enjoyed it. And Disneyland Hotel was amazing. The light up headboard that sings, that plays music is pretty freaking amazing at Disneyland. I mean,
need one of those in your house.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about renting DVC points.
So, I joined DVC Rental Store, and honestly, you know, coming from my background in the Disney Vacation Club space, it was a logical place for me because I have always advocated for, you know, loving to educate members and help members in using their points in the best way possible. So my role here at DVC Rental Store is member relations manager. So I run a team of three amazing individuals, both myself, Daniel, and Natalie. And we essentially are that contact point for members that are looking to rent out their Disney Vacation Club points. So potentially you've got some extra points this year that you're not using, don't plan to go to Disney World. You can reach out to us over at DVC Rental Store, and we're going to be able to help rent those points out to you, find a guest that's looking to go stay in a Disney Vacation Club property, which is the other side of our business. So on the reservation side of our business, guests are coming to us each and every day and saying, hey, I want to stay at Grand Floridian, Grand Cal, you know, wherever it might be. They let us know what type of room they want to stay in. We check and see if there's DVC availability, and then we try to match that request with a DVC member. And by doing this, that guest is saving a bunch of money as compared to paying direct through Disney. Disney just keeps raising those rack rates, those direct prices and stuff like that. And for even for me, before I was a Disney Vacation Club member, I would walk by the Grand Floridian and I would just laugh. Like, I was like, there's no situation where I'm ever staying here. And even the trip, which was weeks before we bought Disney Vacation Club, I was walking by the DVC booths laughing because I was like, Disney Vacation Club. I'm never going to do that. That's just comical. You know, we were set in that moderate mindset. And I think that's what's great from a guest perspective is that if you're someone that historically has stayed in all-star resorts, moderate resorts, you're going to be able to stay in these deluxe level properties for that same price point. It's really bringing it down that low of a price. So traditionally speaking, we say you can save up to 65% off of direct prices through Disney for these same stays. And so take those guest requests, match them with that member that my team works with, and we get them that reservation so that they can go on their Walt Disney World trip or their Disneyland trip or Hilton Head, Vero Beach, Alani, you know, whatever they're looking for.
My one warning to the listeners out there is that renting DVC points is like a gateway drug. Lisa and I have a mutual friend who lives in the Orlando area, but she didn't always, and she was a DVC member, and then they moved to Orlando, but she held on to her DVC. So, you know, they do staycations and stuff occasionally, but she still ended up with some points. So I rented her points from her a few times, and that definitely, like, that was it. Once I had done, I think actually Animal Kingdom Lodge, when I stayed there, I wasn't even on my points. I rented Rachel's points and then also Bay Lake Tower.
Yeah. It's definitely a gateway drug. He's absolutely right.
Yeah. We've never personally rented ourselves, but you know, we hear this all the time, you know, people trying before they're going to buy, people like just shopping around the different DVC properties and stuff like that. And once you make that first reservation, you go on that first trip, it's like, okay, I'm never not staying deluxe again. I'm always going to stay deluxe. And so then you rent again and you rent again. And then eventually you become a Disney Vacation Club member.
And that's actually a great point that renting, even if your end goal is to buy, renting and staying at a couple different resorts to make sure which resort you want to purchase at. It's probably a great idea because you kind of get into sample it without having to buy the whole thing. Bradley's got a question for us. We have 150 points at Copper Creek. If we wanted a longer stay or a bigger room type, can we rent points and add them in hours to have enough to complete the stay? Would it be under the same reservation or be multiple reservations?
So essentially here at DVC Rental Store, what we do is we take that guest reservation request and then we match it with a member, and a member has to make that reservation. So we can't necessarily supplement a membership with additional points or something like that. Transfers actually for profit are not allowed by Disney Vacation Club guidelines. And so essentially what we can do is if like you have a night or two that's extra that's going to make up that stay, we can find a member that's going to book that for you. And then you would just have two different separate reservations for that. It could be a great opportunity for you to maybe do a split stay. So maybe those last two nights you want to try a different property or something like that. If you do want to do the same property in the same room type, you can talk to the front desk when you check in and see if they can link those reservations and make it so that you can stay in the same room. No promises that they're going to do that. I've literally seen them, you know, do it half the time, and the other half the time they say, no, you've got to check out and then check back in. Don't necessarily understand it because it's like, it's less work for you guys if we just stay in this room, but that's Disney.
I've done that, not DVC, but I've done split reservations at the same place. Like I had a package and then I ended up flying in a night early and just booked at the same place. I've never actually had them tell me I had to get out the room. I did at one point. Now things have changed a little bit with the online check-in and all that. But I did at one point have to go to the front desk, check out and check in, but they still kept us in the same room. But now with online check-in, it's probably actually easier than it once was because as long as it's tagged in their system, I mean, you really don't go to the desk to check in or check out anymore. So it's probably a little different. I think probably what you were saying, Paul, is probably the easiest thing, Bradley. You know, if you book, and I would use your points at 11 months to book your weekend. And then if you wanted to supplement, you know, that with your Tuesday or Wednesday, because those are going to be easier to find later, the weekdays than the weekends, in my experience.
Yeah. And also keep in mind, you know, Disney Vacation Club does allow you to buy some one-time use points at the 7-month window. It's not a lot of points that you can supplement with, but you know, that's always an additional like 20 points or so that you can play around with.
Those just recently went up, I believe.
Yep. The price per point on those actually just increased. So
yeah. What is your favorite DVC resort?
I am a big fan of Boardwalk. Actually, Amy and I went back and forth for the longest time between Boardwalk and Beach Club when we were actually going to add on in that area. And on my, I am very specific at Boardwalk, but it's a pool garden view room looking, overlooking the green area. So like where they put up the Christmas tree, sort of the middle green area. Amy will probably throw a comment out there that'll tell me exactly what it is, because I forget what it's
she's gonna give you the room number. Who are we kidding?
but they have these oversized balconies that live in this area, and like literally the balcony is as big as your room in this part of the resort. Village Green. There we go. See? but just love that resort. Love that area. You know, the ability to just walk into Epcot, walk to Hollywood Studios, or take the Skyliner to Hollywood Studios or to Riviera. You know, there's just so much to do there. And for us, it really reminds us of, for me, where I grew up, vacationing, which was the Wildwood, the basically South New Jersey area.
South Jersey,
I vacationed like every other year. Our family took a trip to Wildwood, New Jersey, stayed there at the Crest, did the Boardwalk, did all of that kind of fun stuff. And there's a lot of that on the Boardwalk, a lot of that feel. Actually, over in Beach Club, back in the villas, back near the bathrooms, there's actually a big picture of Cape May, New Jersey, which is actually just a little bit further south than Wildwood. And there's also Cape May Cafe. But Cape May is actually, Amy and I vacationed in Wildwood a bunch of times when we were dating. And Cape May is actually where I took her to propose and where we got engaged.
That's so fantastic.
It was a hilarious story. And since Amy is in the audience, I'm going to tell it. I had convinced her that weekend that we were going to go to the Ohio State Fair and see Meatloaf in concert. And she was stoked to see Meatloaf in concert. I mean, probably one of the biggest regrets of her life is that she didn't get to see Meatloaf in concert. But I got an hour in the opposite direction driving before she realized that we were not headed to the Ohio State Fair. And but I'm pretty sure she's happy with how it turned out. So
we, man, now I wish Ed was on, because Ed grew up in South Jersey in that area. He lives in Philadelphia now, but or outside of Philadelphia, but he's from South Jersey and is familiar with all of that. I remember he goes there often. His sister still has property there, and they do weekends there all the time. I agree by Boardwalk. Lisa, what's your favorite DVC property?
Probably Beach Club.
I like Beach Club. I only prefer Boardwalk because of the things on the Boardwalk, because of Abracadabar. And
I can get the best of both worlds at Beach Club. Beach Club is set back, so it's quiet. I can also have access to Epcot, and I can go over to the Boardwalk.
You can. That's true. I am still a little bitter about them getting rid of the ESPN Club for a stupid cake shop. I don't understand it. I really don't. That place had to make money. It was busy all the time. I mean, literally on the weekends, there was a line out the door to get in there. So I don't understand why they would not bring that back, but whatever. Disney, another cake shop. So other than that, but I do like Abracadabra. I love the Boardwalk property. The last time we got to stay there, we stayed in a Boardwalk view room, and we were like on the second floor, right over the model, the DVC model there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it was like perfect. I mean, you just walked out on the balcony and it was just, man, you couldn't ask for a better view. So
you're so maybe close.
And unless maybe you were at the Village Green, but Don't come after me, Amy. I'm sorry. All right. Jody and Jamie have a question. How close to the expiration date are you able to rent out your points if you're not going to be able to bank them for that year?
That's an excellent question, Jody. You know, we have people that come to us all the time that have points that are what I would call distressed or, you know, expiring points or something like that. In a perfect world, you know, I would say give us as much time as possible. But we're never going to say no to, you know, attempting to rent your points. I can't sit here and make any promises that we're going to be successful, but we're going to do everything in our power to make it something that can happen. Most likely in a lot of those situations, we get what are called confirmed reservations, which you can actually browse over on the DBC rental store site. And so in a lot of these situations with last minute distress points, we have members that actually book a confirmed reservation and list that for sale on our site. And this sort of does two different things. For the member, it gives them that opportunity to rent their points. Because when we look at this process of DVC rentals, it's basically three steps. You've got the guest submitting their request. You've got the member over here waiting for that request. But in the middle, you've got an intangible factor, which is DVC availability. There are just so many rooms at each resort. And once they get booked, there's no more rooms. And so if this factor doesn't exist, we can't match these two things together. And so that's in these last minute scenarios, what we typically do is, you know, a member can book a confirmed reservation, list that for sale on our website. And then it also helps guests too, because if a guest comes to me and says, "Hey, Paul, I want to stay 2 weeks from now at Boardwalk," most likely we can't fulfill that request because there's just no DVC availability. And that's a big thing for people that are thinking about renting DVC points to understand is that DVC members can book 11 months in advance. So when you're thinking about renting, I always say you should plan to save, because the further out you plan, the more likely you're going to get that reservation and you're going to save all of that money that you want to save. But in these last minute scenarios, we do have all of these confirmed reservations that you can browse. So if you're a little bit flexible on those dates, a little bit flexible on what resort room type you want, then there's some tremendous last minute deals here. And these are confirmed. They are reservations that the member already has. So, I mean, to answer the question, we're not going to say no to, you know, if you come to us, you know, in 2 weeks before the expiration date and want to try to rent your points, we'll do everything we can. It's probably not going to net you a whole lot of money at, sort of in that last case scenario, but we'll do everything that we can.
This ends up being a perfect segue, Paul, into my question for you, which is which sells better? Do you get more requests for points or do you get more people booking those confirmed reservations?
I really think that the point way of rentals is really the tried and true way that, you know, both DVC Rental Store, but DVC Rentals in general have always done. And that really gives the guests the most flexibility. They feel like they're in control of that vacation. They get to choose their room type. They get to choose their resort and all of that kind of stuff. So that's definitely where the bulk of the business is. But I would honestly say that ever since COVID, that's when this whole confirmed reservation concept really started to emerge and there became more and more of this within the business. You know, we have last minute confirmed reservations, like I mentioned, you know, people that have distressed points, things like that. We see those pop on the boards. We have people that book trips, but then can't go on them for one reason or another. And they list those reservations with us. So that's another method. And, you know, there's people out there that just sort of, you know, they're not going to use their points this year and they book a week at, you know, during Food and Wine or something like that. And they're just like, "Hey, I want to list this for rent rather than just trying to do this whole matchmaker point thing." And it's like, okay, that's fine. You know, whatever you want. So I would say, honestly, you know, the points way is definitely the way that we continue to do the most business, but confirmed reservations continue to be very strong. And it's one of those blessings that came out of COVID that never went back away. We're like, "Oh, we like this. We'll keep this around." Okay.
I'll tell you, as a local, I love the confirmed reservations.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was thinking also just the confirmed reservations at places that are harder to get probably make more sense. Like the confirmed reservations at Boardwalk, because you're probably not going to be able to find Boardwalk with those points. Unless you're really far out. Yep. So that confirmed reservation is sitting there. It's a great opportunity just to grab it.
Yeah. Boardwalk, Beach Club, especially another one that's just, If you have a confirmed reservation at Beach Club and you want to list that for sale, it's probably going to sell like hotcakes, because it's one of those situations where guests come to us all the time and they're like, I want to stay at Beach Club. I want to do Storm Along Bay and all of this stuff. And then it's like, okay, Beach Club is the smallest DVC property at Walt Disney World. It has the smallest number of members, and each member bought in at a premium price, most likely because they want to stay there. So it has the least number of members looking to rent. And so it's extremely hard. So those are always the people where it's like, how about Saratoga? You've got to show them the love of the other resorts and stuff like that. But I think what's great about both sides of our business, whether it be on the member side, you know, our team is going to work with members. We're going to suggest what is going to be the best option for them to rent their points. And that is solely, you know, personally how I'm driven. Like I said before, very education based. I just want what is best for that member and their points. And my team is the same. But also on the guest side, you know, our reservation specialist team is going to talk to those guests and really let them know, like, hey, here's the chances of maybe this request being fulfilled. Maybe you should have some backup resorts or some stuff like that that you're considering as well, just because of, you know, the availability issue at some of these. We wrote a great article that actually went up on the DVC Rental Store website called The DVC Availability Crisis, which is something that I think people should really understand if they're going to rent points, is that we're still dealing with, you know, the onslaught of points that have been built up from the pandemic. We're still sort of working ourselves out of that. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're starting to see it probably somewhere in that 8 to 11 month range, but we're still dealing with, there's just so many points and people are booking things so quickly that there's been a lot of trouble with availability.
Yeah. When you shut down for, you know, 6 months, but probably really longer than that because people didn't travel.
You're talking 18. I think in the grand scheme, it was probably about 18. So it's going to take 2 years for that to level off.
Yeah, because you banked, all those people banked their points and then even used them. But now they're using bank points, not the points that they had for that year. So they're banking again. And it's going to take a little while to work through that for sure. Except for me, because I said, you know what? Let's go to Boardwalk. Let's go in July as soon as Disney opens up, because it's available and why not, right?
We did the same thing you did right after Disney opened up. We kind of browsed availability. We did, I think it was a 7 resort split stay between 7 different Disney Vacation Club properties, because it was really just that opportunity. Like you said, Jimmy, you know, you get to try all these properties that normally it's like, I never see these available. I'm going for it. I'm going to do this. And the other great thing about that, and I don't want people's expectations to get high here, but it was another thing that happened right after reopening. But you also got upgraded a lot in that time frame.
I was about to tell you, in July of 2020, me and my friend Ian did a guy's trip to Beach Club, and I booked the studio, and they put us in a 2-bedroom villa. And it was just me and him. Like, we'd get back to the room, and then they'd be like, all right, see you tomorrow. And just like go our separate ways. I mean, it was pretty amazing. So it was... Yeah, that would talk about spoil you.
Yeah.
It was like a small house, you know? So it's like you both had your complete own areas, which was amazing. All right, Patty, planning a November birthday trip. If I book, can I change the name on who will be staying with us if someone can't go? So she's going to book. I'm guessing she's going to be on it regardless. Can she change the other guest on the room?
She can change the other guests on the room. So as part of the booking process, we will have you submit a guest list of who is going to be on that reservation initially. And then if you do need to make a change to that guest list, we can facilitate that with the DVC member so that we can get those names changed and update that on the reservation for you. So have a wonderful birthday trip.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Patty, the Disney Nerds podcast meetups are November 9th, 10th, and 11th. So if you're going to be there during that time, that'd be a great time to come meet up with us and do our scavenger hunt on that Saturday and the sample-thon in Epcot on Friday night. It's always been an interesting thing to me because I am a travel agent and the official travel agent for the Disney Nerds podcast. And so DVC Rental is always like, even with, you know, DVC Rental Store as a sponsor of the show has always been kind of like, because, you know, it kind of takes business. But I am happy to announce that pretty soon as an agent, I'll be able to offer that because I'm working with Marissa to be able to offer that directly through DVC. Me and Morgan, who works under me, will be able to offer DVC rental to our clients.
That'll be fantastic.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
Just gives us one more little tool in the tool belt. And because sometimes I'm a member of a couple different Disney groups. And, you know, sometimes I see people on there who just asking a question about staying somewhere. And the answer, like, it's their first time to Disney World. And everybody's like, well, you should rent DVC points. And I'm like, I'm not sure that, you know, I think it's a great way to save some money. I'm not sure it's for everybody. I'm not sure if it's for the family of four for their first time going to Walt Disney World to get in the intricacies of, you know. So tell me how you feel about that, Paul.
Yeah, no, I would kind of agree with that to a certain degree in terms of, you know, if you're new to Walt Disney World, if this is your first time going to Walt Disney World or something like that, I think, you know, getting your feet wet with the whole Disney package and that whole experience, renting DVC points is kind of, you know, it's once you kind of have the basics down, it's like, okay, how do I save some money now? I know what to do with my dining reservations. I know how to do my tickets. I know how to do this. And then I'm like, oh, I can save basically half the money that I would normally spend on a room. Okay. Yes, I will do this for sure. And that's the same for most things. I feel like, you know, you'll learn a little bit about it and then you sort of begin to optimize your thought process and all that kind of fun stuff. And
I would feel the same way, you know, if somebody came onto the group and said, you know, we're thinking about going to Disney World and somebody said, you should buy DVC. Like, whoa.
First trip.
Let's slow down. All right, back down just a little bit. Have you heard about Walt Disney World's biggest secret? Yeah, you should buy DVC. You should spend $25,000 right now. So yeah, I agree. But so we are excited though. We're going to be able to offer that. So we're just waiting for all the final details from Marissa on getting it all set up. So it's exciting.
Yeah, we've got a lot of exciting stuff that's been going on over at DVC Rental Store recently. You know, for members, we recently started swap programs as well. So like opportunities to, if you want to use your points at different locations on a Disney cruise, Adventures by Disney, we recently started Universal Swaps. Jimmy, you and I were talking not too long ago about a beach house on Anna Maria Island, which you can actually swap your points for.
I don't have that many points, Paul.
He's not invested.
It's a hefty point amount, I would agree.
Yeah, I'd be there for like a night and a half.
But I think it's super neat that, you know, we see so many different types of DVC members out there. And I think the people that really we've seen take the most interest in this are maybe families that have kids that have become teenagers. And they're like, okay, we've done the Disney thing for so many years, but Universal's down the street and they keep building some things that just sound pretty awesome. So what about that? Or, you know, empty nesters that, you know, had kids, they went to Disney year after year, they bought an old Key West contract for $10 per point. And I'm jealous eternally for what they paid for that contract, but they're like, hey, I want to go to the beach this year. I want to go on a cruise or something like that. So it's pretty cool that we're now offering just so many different opportunities for those people to use their points at better rates than what Disney's going to try to get you to give them away.
I was going to ask that because traditionally using your DVC points for a cruise was always like always explained to me as pretty terrible value to do it through Disney. Is it a much better value to do the point swap through you guys?
Yeah, the point swap's much, much better in terms of just the value that you're getting per point. Because when we look at DVC points, you really look at them as like, what is that rental value that you can get for your points? That makes it that tangible value per point. When you then sort of put that in relation to a cruise cost or something like that, it makes it more attainable as opposed to going through Disney directly, where Disney just puts a flat, it costs this many points to go on this cruise. And when you actually do that math and everything, you realize that Disney's taken twice as many points as you would have to rent to go on that same cruise.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, what Disney's doing with those points is they're just taking them and renting them themselves and taking that check to the bank. So
at more than what you're renting them for, because exactly. they just increased that price, and or they're taking it in the inventory and renting those rooms for cash.
Exactly.
So that totally makes sense. All right. Well, I lied to you, Paul. I told you if we didn't have the Wheel of Extinct Attraction, we probably wouldn't go an hour, but we pretty much go in an hour anyway. So that's good.
Hey, that means we were having good conversation. So
yeah, absolutely. So I would be remiss if I didn't tell all of you about the Disney Nerds, and I mentioned it a little bit ago to Patty, but the Disney Nerds podcast 10th anniversary meetups are this November, November 9th, 10th, and 11th. November 9th is our paid event at Splitsville from 7 to 10. It's $39 if you want to attend without the open bar, $79 per person. With a three-hour open bar, there will also be food. If you do the $39, it comes with food. They do sushi, chicken, Parmesan chicken tenders, and pizza. And it's a whole 3 hours. And then for $79, you get the open bar. Anybody can do the $39. You don't have to be underage. Like 2 years ago, my mother went. She's not a big drinker. She just paid the $39 and bought one glass of wine out of her pocket because it didn't benefit her to pay $79. For me, the difference is $40, which is about four drinks in 3 hours. So it's a good value for me because I'm going to drink more than four drinks in 3 hours, probably quite a bit more than that. Then Friday night is our annual half sample-thon where we're going to meet up in Canada and work our way halfway around the world with the goal of being in America for 8 o'clock for the Eat to the Beat concert, whoever is going to be that night. And then we'll jog a little bit left or right after the concert to catch the fireworks. And then Saturday morning is our scavenger hunt. That will be in Epcot this year on the opposite side of World Showcase. If you've never attended a scavenger hunt, I highly, highly recommend. The other events are a lot of fun. They're more of mix and mingle. The scavenger hunt, Ed does a fantastic job. He's our school teacher, so he does a fantastic job putting these scavenger hunts together. They're fairly, I don't want to say difficult, but they can be challenging, but also very educational. You will walk away with some Disney knowledge that you did not have before. You can come alone. You can come as a team. If you come alone, we'll probably put you on a team. As a matter of fact, we had a couple that we put on a team 2 years in a row, and now they're engaged.
They're engaged, yeah.
So, so they're our first Disney Nerds podcast couple, and it'll be our first, married couple next year. So, it's a lot of fun. We give away a lot of fantastic prizes to the winning team and usually the top four teams, five teams. We give a prize package away too, with a lot of cool stuff. So please check out the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and go to the event section, and you'll be able to see all the details for all of those. We'd love to see you there. Hopefully we can get Paul to the event and you can ask him all your DVC rental questions in person at the Disney Nerds Podcast meetup. So
and challenge him to challenge him to the scavenger hunt. As a person that tests that scavenger hunt ahead of the hunt day, they are very challenging.
He does a really good job, and so but it's all relative because you're going against other teams. So we have a good time with that every year. This is the Sample-a-thon hasn't been around 10 years. The paid events only been the past. This will be our fourth, cool. but the scavenger hunt. This is our 10th. Like we did it the first year we started the podcast that November, probably October that year. At one time we went in
October. Was October.
Yeah. So and so that first
you periscoped one we did, live.
Periscope. We That's, did.
I watched that live from Massachusetts. You periscoped by the way, live.
Periscope.
By the way, with a laptop. Because oh, you couldn't, you oh, at those God. At that time you couldn't live stream with a phone. Sam, our buddy Sam, brought his laptop to Epcot with a webcam, and we periscoped it with his laptop.
I'm picturing him with like this big neck harness and stuff.
we were stationary. For that we were stationary in Mexico, but it was God, technology, just think 10 years. Technology has come a really, really long way.
Wow. Yeah.
It probably was a terrible. The quality was probably terrible, too, I'm sure.
Probably fantastic for the time, though, because I don't remember complaining about it.
Yeah. Gonna have to go back and look that up.
Oh my god! Hopefully they didn't archive that. You know what? One of the worst things I ever did was went back and listened to like episodes 1, 2, and 3 of the Disney Nerds podcast, like from 10 years ago. I'm like, wow, how did we make it this long?
When these live show things pop up in my memories from April is when we started that. When they pop up in my memories, I hit play for like 5 seconds and I shut it off. I can't.
It's so crazy the way that stuff evolves. But all right, Paul, thank you and Amy for joining us tonight.
Yeah, right. You're the fact checker for the evening. Let's be honest. The true hero of the day with the Village absolutely. Green and the 68. Nailed it.
Yeah, thank you guys both for having me. It's been a blast, and I would love to come back anytime and hope to see you guys at the meetup this year for sure.
Absolutely.
Like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.